It's Halloween, guys. Excited? Do we like Halloween?
Hate Halloween.
Oh. Why?
I don't know. I just don't see the point. There's no tradition outside of the US of it.
By the way, it's Inside Out. I'm Kate Monaghan. That was the Grinch of Halloween, Lee Kumutat.
Hello.
And over there is Kathleen Hawkins.
Hello. My feelings on Halloween are, I always seem to let the side down. Everybody else seems to have these amazing costumes planned. And then I always just rock up in black jeans and a black top and put a little bit of white makeup on my face and pretend
I feel like you've got the chance to do the most incredible costumes because you are a double limb amputee, so you've got the chance to like really go for it. Have you ever incorporated your legs or lack thereof within your costume?
Never.
Why?
I'm not sure. I just have never thought about it. There's people like Josh Sundquist.
Who?
Josh Sundquist, he's an American amputee and he's got one leg off right up to the hip and he does the most amazing Halloween costumes.
Wasn't he a gingerbread man or something? He dressed himself
up
as
a gingerbread man
with a leg bitten off.
He was a flamingo.
Amazing.
He put the head of the flamingo was on his one leg and then he used crutches. So he leant right forward and put his one leg up in the air with this flamingo's head just sticking out.
So that was its beak?
Yeah, exactly. He was a lampshade one year and he was a foosball player. So he put his one leg into like a stand and had this incredible photo taken, you must Google it, of him as a foosball
player. You see, why can't you do that? Come on now.
Well, that's where actually having one leg, he doesn't wear a prosthetic for these costumes. I don't think he wears one in general, actually. And that's much more visual.
But you could just have one leg and one of your prosthetics.
Yeah, but then I'd be on crutches and, I mean, you get a bit tipsy at Halloween, don't you? And I don't think that would go as well for me.
I mean, I think he's quite imaginative with the way he's done that. The gingerbread man with his leg bitten off is probably my favourite.
Mm.
My family, we are just not imaginative when it comes to dressing up. Just can't think of things.
Is there anything you could do to incorporate your visual impairment into it? Could you have something where you don't need to see and everyone's like, oh my gosh, how does she not see? I don't know where I'm going, but do you know what I mean?
No, I don't. No, it's not that I don't know what you mean.
I think as well, you either pick, don't you? You either pick to go for really impressive costumes like Josh Sundquist or you go for the scary. And I've always seen Halloween as being a scary costume time.
Yeah.
And actually, I don't think I'd want to use my prosthetics in that way to be a scary thing.
Because you think, is that because you feel like, and now this might be offensive, I apologise if so, like, do you feel like it's scary already? Like it's a scary thing and therefore you don't want people to be afraid of it because it's actually your reality. So if somebody's afraid of the fact that you have no legs on Halloween, it might feed into a thing that you think actually it's scary not to have any legs anyway.
I think probably that has actually played a part in it. So to begin with, for the first few years, I was quite uncomfortable with having prosthetics and I hid them away. So it would have been then quite strange for me to suddenly appear prosthetics and all in a Halloween garb.
Because there is something in what Josh does, isn't there, that feels like he's owning it. Do you think that when you look at those pictures?
Yeah, absolutely. But he owns it every day. He's a vlogger. He's got a big YouTube channel. He's got a big following.
Is he owning it or is he exploiting it?
I mean, maybe there is a little bit of exploitation there, but that is part of what is making him popular and is part of what people like about him.
Do you feel like you haven't got to the point where you can own it yet and that's why you shy away from it still?
I don't see me owning it as trivialising it in a Halloween costume. I don't feel like that's something that I need to do.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Why would you need to make something of your disability to dress up? Can't you just dress up if you want to?
Yeah.
Because if you want to, but also you've got the chance to do something incredible that everyone will be like, whoa, that is awesome.
I saw on Google that there's a supplier selling Oscar Pistorius costumes. And this isn't for amputees. This is an Oscar Pistorius costume whereby his prosthetic legs are a part of the costume.
Whoa.
And they look rubbish. They look like little like pantomime booties.
I mean, I just don't really quite understand why dressing up as Oscar Pistorius is Halloween? I mean, you know, isn't Halloween about witches and goblins? And when did it become just about dressing up into whatever you like? You know, like the Target ad that has a young girl with a disability dressed up as Princess Elsa.
Yeah.
How is that Halloween? I don't get
So the Target ad is an advert in America in a magazine where there's a girl, a young girl, probably about 5 years old, dressed as Elsa, and she is on crutches and she's got braces on her legs. I think that's right. Mm. And a mum made this post go viral because she said that it was incredible for her daughter to be able to see this and think, actually, I can dress up like her. But I think it's an American thing that it's become like dressing up rather than...
It's just fun for kids, isn't it?
It is fun for kids and also fun for adults, that it's just a time to dress up. But I think there's some things like that Target ad that are really good. And then there are examples where people have taken a lot of offence about Halloween costumes. I mean, there was a big furore last year about the mental patient Halloween costume that was... Yeah. For sale in supermarkets. Is it right that we should be offended by a costume that is a quote unquote a mental patient costume?
You have to be the right to be offended about anything you like, don't you? Would I be offended if they were selling glass eyes and masks? I don't think so. Whatever.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm not offended by the Oscar Pistorius costume because of the prosthetic legs. Actually, I think it's quite a positive thing that prosthetic legs are a part of a costume.
But with the mental patient,
I think that's a different one.
They were portraying it as someone who was in a straitjacket, had blood over them, as if they'd committed a hideous crime. Would you be offended if it was a blind costume and the blind person was all the worst stereotypes of blind people, all wrapped up in one costume that people could buy and wear out?
Probably not, because I don't care enough about Halloween. So, because I'm sure for the people who were offended, there were some that you know, didn't really bother at all. You know, simply because maybe getting people to think about it and talk about it isn't necessarily a bad thing.
I think with the mental health patients Halloween thing, it's one we see every year because for some reason people like dressing up as those characters because they are stereotypically scary. They've been used in films. They're something that we know as being scary.
Yeah.
And actually that plays into a whole stigmatisation and portrayal of mental health, which is just incorrect.
Yeah.
It's like the Modern Family episode was broadcast firstly last year and was rebroadcast this week. And there was a huge campaign to try and to stop its rebroadcast. And that portrayed a lunatic asylum. They turned the whole house into a lunatic asylum. And there were nurses and there were mental health inpatients.
Yeah.
And I don't think that is a good thing to keep that portrayal going.
I remember quite a few years ago now, when Lou and Andy were a thing from Little Britain, and lots of people on Halloween would dress up as Lou and Andy. And that just drove me bonkers, because as a wheelchair user who does frequently get up and about, the way that Lou and Andy were portraying wheelchair users in that way, and then for people to take this on, use it as a costume, it perpetuated this myth that all wheelchair users shouldn't be able to get up and anyone who could get up was a faker. And it wasn't that I was offended by it was more just that I was like, oh, we're trying so hard to move away from this stereotype and now we're being flooded by this stereotype that it's pushing us back a few years, because it then just gets people's heads that this is what it's like and this is the reality, when in fact we're trying to move away from that and make people understand what it's actually like to be a wheelchair user.
I think that's a really important point, and it plays into the mental health discussion again as well.
Yeah.
That if you portray people with mental health conditions as being violent, as being intrinsically violent and people to be scared of, then that is just not right, because they are just normal people who have mental health conditions.
So why is it okay to think about or to dress up as Oscar Pistorius and not okay to dress up as somebody who has a mental health condition?
I was just thinking about that.
What is the distinction? Is it because that at the moment maybe mental health is really on the top of quite a lot of people's agendas, and it seems to me to be, and I'm not saying yay or nay whether I think it should or shouldn't be. You know, we go through these stages, don't we, where some particular disability is a bit trendy. You know, sometimes it's wheelchair users, sometimes it's blind people, and sometimes it's mental health. I just sort of get the feeling that it's a little bit mental health's time.
It is. Jeremy Corbyn's appointed the mental health shadow minister. Yeah. I think there is definitely a political move.
Yeah, but yeah. I don't think it's particularly right, and it's okay to dress up as Oscar Pistorius. I think had he not been convicted of committing a crime, it would be quite cool to dress up as Oscar Pistorius, because you are sort of saying, well, he's a hero, he's somebody I want to be like, and you know, all of this stuff. But now that he's committed a crime, it's tainted the whole thing. And
especially when a gun is involved in the costume. There's a big difference, because that is one individual. So you can dress up as Oscar Pistorius, people know that you are Oscar Pistorius. Mm. If you dress up as a mental patient, what does that mean? Is it anybody?
Can I just say, though, I mean, maybe Oscar Pistorius, you know, even though he was a hero, it would be lovely to know whether he actually thought at any point somebody dressing up like him pre or post being convicted of a crime was a good thing, because he may not have thought so.
Why not? Why wouldn't he have thought it was a good thing?
Well, for the same reason that some people, say, with mental health might be offended by, you know, people being portrayed as characters like that as well.
I think the thing is, you can't dress up as a mental health inpatient, because they don't look like the costumes that are being used. They are just normal people in their normal clothes who happen to be in a hospital.
But that's the thing, though. What people are doing is taking the stereotype to the extreme.
But they're taking such an old stereotype. Yeah. That was something that came through institutions, and a lot of the time through films.
Can I just say one thing that I do quite like about going to things where people are dressing up? And this is going to sound weird no matter how I say it, so I'm just going to say it, is the opportunity to inspect what people are wearing.
Yeah. So as a blind person, how do you inspect what people are wearing, Lee? Tell me all about this.
Well, what usually happens is that somebody will walk into a room or will approach, and whoever I'm with will gasp and go, oh, you look amazing. And I'll go, who is it? What are they wearing? Well, they're wearing this. Do you mind if my friend feels your whatever it is?
Yeah. Hello, Lee.
Well, it's not so much that. It's just actually really sometimes gives me some good ideas of what people are wearing and what make up characters. What are the things that would immediately identify somebody as a character? What is the signature thing that makes them recognisable? Mm. And I find that just really interesting. So I get to feel people's hats and faces and garments. You know,
I guess you can't do that in a normal party
environment. You really can't.
You can't say, oh, let me feel up your outfit for today, but in Halloween.
But it's all about just about information and going, okay. That's what, you know, a fairy's wand or a Harry Potter's wand does kind of look like. So, you know, I actually find that quite interesting.
Yeah. So you think that's part of the reason that you don't like Halloween so much, is because it is such a visual thing. Everybody's wearing costumes and it is that instant reaction to what they're wearing.
Yeah, it does usually make me feel a tiny bit left out. You know, you have to kind of align yourself with somebody who has the powers of description, and then it can come alive. And the thing was, when we dressed up as children, it was always as book characters, and I had a very firm idea of what I wanted to wear, because, you know, the descriptions in books are so good without pictures. So I was Pippi Longstocking at one point, and made my mother do the proper sticky out plaits and everything. So, you know, I'm not against it really. Just being a Grinch. Before we go, can I just read some of the things that I found on the web? I found this website that gave some suggestions for if you're in a wheelchair or have a disability, you might want to dress up. And one was, wrap a foot in an ace bandage. Ace was in inverted commas. Get some mittens or a ski hat. Instant injured skier. And then there was, for someone on a respirator, you could be a deep sea diver. And probably my favourite, as Fred Flintstone, create the sides, top and dash of the car from cardboard. Cover the side wheels in grey plastic. Voila.
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Fred Flintstone in his car.
Well, if you want to see more people who are spooking up their wheelchairs and other disability-related Halloween costumes that are just awesome, click onto the BBC Ouch page on Facebook or Twitter or on the BBC website, and you will find a lovely film, if I do say so myself, that we've made about this cool kid called Oshin, whose stepdad pimps his wheelchair every Halloween. And this year he has gone as the Death Star and Darth Vader, which is very cool. So have a click on that. But thank you to Kathleen and Lee. And let us know what you're liking, what you're not liking. Give us a tweet at BBC Ouch or find us on Facebook. Goodbye.
Happy Halloween.